both looking quite grave and concerned, but there was a flicker of a smile around the president's mouth. And when the reporters had gathered, the president read to them this statement.
Mr. Murray and Mr. Farrellis have just advised me that six major steel companies and the United Steelworkers of America, CIO, have reached agreement on important basic issues. The union is calling its National Wage Policy Committee to meet in Washington tomorrow morning for the purpose of ratifying the agreement. This should lead to a speedy resumption of steel production. That's all.
Both Mr. Murray and Mr. Farrellis were quite grave when they came out from the president's office, and neither would elaborate on the agreement and the important basic issues on which they reached agreement. Mr. Farrellis was asked how soon would steel production be resumed. He was unable to say. He just said he didn't know and shrugged his shoulders rather expressively. I should point out in their statements to reporters after they left the president's office, Mr. Murray and Mr. Farrellis both stressed that they hoped it would lead to a more amicable set of relationships between the steel workers and the steel companies, and there would be no further resumption of the bitterness that has marked this steel dispute. Mr. Farrellis also remarked in describing this climax today, now that we are nearing the end of the steel strike, he did not say the strike was over. As the president pointed out in his statement, the union must meet tomorrow to ratify the agreement. And there are undoubtedly many details to be worked out. Details will be a little more forthcoming later on this afternoon and this evening. But essentially, the agreement has been reached. The president is able to report to the Democratic Convention that the crippling steel strike is on the way to being over and is virtually settled. Now back to Chicago and the NBC booth.